The Sundance Film Festival kicked off yesterday. The previous few editions were virtual due to the pandemic. But the mountain resort town of Park City, Utah, is now welcoming filmmakers and film lovers back for 2 weeks of premieres, screenings, panels, and parties. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
For 2 years, Sundance has mostly been online.
We're just so excited to be back in person.
Filmmaker Joanna Vicente is the CEO of the Sundance Institute. She says being online did give access to a bigger audience, but there's nothing like being there.
Seeing films together, having conversations, meeting the talent, doing the Q&As and listening to new insights into the films. It's just such a unique, incredible experience.
The festival opened with the world premiere of Little Richard, I Am Everything. The film documents the complex rock and roll icon who dealt with the racial and sexual tensions of his era.
This black music was so intense. It was so full of power and rhythm. It was so full of that fervency. It had it going on.
Among the other documentaries about well-known figures is one about actress Brooke Shields called Pretty Baby. Another takes a look at actor Michael J. Fox, another musician Willie Nelson, and still another, author Judy Blume.
She is called the most censored writer of children's books.
A book cannot harm a child.
This year, almost half the films at the festival were made by first-time filmmakers. They're from 28 countries. Three are by Iranian women. And there are a record number of works by indigenous filmmakers. The programming team sifted through more than 16,000 submissions, the most Sundance has ever had.
Artists exploring like how we're coming out of the pandemic, how we're reassessing our place in the world, looking at characters who are really complex.
Kim Yutani is the festival's director of programming.
We saw a lot of anti-heroes this year. Somebody like the character in Magazine Dreams, who is a difficult character. I think we see a lot of people wrestling with their identities. You see that in a film by Alice Englert called Bad Behavior.
Yutani says she's excited by the performances of Jonathan Majors, who plays a bodybuilder in Magazine Dreams, and Jennifer Connelly, who plays a former child actress in Bad Behavior. Also, Daisy Ridley, who plays a morbid introvert in a film called Sometimes I Think About Dying. Yutani also highlights actress Emilia Jones from last year's Sundance hit Coda. She's in two films this year, Cat Person, based on a short story in The New Yorker, and Fairyland, in which she plays the daughter of a gay man in San Francisco in the 1970s and 80s.
They're going to find a cure, right?
The current president doesn't really have that on his to-do list. Republicans see health care the same way they see their wealth. It's your responsibility. You should take care of it yourself.
Opening night of the festival included the premiere of Radical, starring Eugenio Derbez as a sixth-grade teacher in Matamoros, Mexico. Another standout comes from this side of the border, the documentary Going Varsity in Mariachi, which spotlights the competitive world of high school mariachi bands in Texas. And if that's not enough, Sundance is bringing back several of its hits from the pandemic that went on to win Oscars. Coda and Summer of Soul will be shown on the big screen with audiences eager to be back. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.